this whole thing of Freedom Day is a bit of a joke, really. The feeling of like kind of self-inflicted restriction leads to you feeling unhappy because you don't have a sense of control over your own life. Often your desire for these things makes you feel like you don't have enough. Saying that you don't have control is almost a lie. It's something you're putting self-inflicted restrictions on yourself. Your Freedom Day could be today. Your Freedom Day could be today, and for the rest of your life could be a Freedom Day for you if you choose it to be. Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. As you can see or hear, it is another solo episode by me. And before I get stuck into today's episode, what I wanted to do was just have a little request from you guys. So I would love to know who you would like me to have on this podcast. So what I found is, and the feedback's been that the podcast episodes where I have other guests on and interviews and things like that are much better than solo ones. And I'm fine with that. Like, I actually enjoy doing them more myself as well. It's much nicer to hear from other people as opposed to just trying to think of things to say myself and just sharing my own opinion, which can be a very one-sided conversation, quite clearly, because it is just with one person. But yeah, I would love to hear from you. Who would you like to have on? And it doesn't have to relate to fitness or to weight loss or to do with your health. It could be all areas. Mental health, it could be to do with anything that will impact your happiness and well-being, basically. And so, you know, we could be talking about money. We could be talking about, I don't know, investing. We could be talking about childcare things and parenting and anything that basically impacts your happiness and well-being. So hit me up, either let me know in the comments, drop me a DM on my Instagram, Vin and Beyond, or email me at podcast@bodybeyond.co.uk. I will try my best to get anyone on who you suggest. And if you're someone listening to this thinking, I'd love to be on your podcast and love to chat to you, then drop me a message too. If you have anything to add of value, I would love to have you on. Don't worry, you don't have to have a big following or be some sort of celebrity to be on here. We're not that big. We're quite a small podcast. So, you know, we will love to have anyone on who just has anything positive and inspiring to share. So, without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. So today's episode is all about freedom, specifically Freedom Day. So if you don't know what Freedom Day is, it is a term that was coined about this specific day where rules and restrictions in the UK were going to relax. And it was almost built up in a lot of people's head as this huge, big party of a day that's going to happen. And I think by most people's, I guess, expectations, it was a bit of a letdown or underwhelming, to say the least. So from things I saw on Twitter and like people's Instagrams and rants and videos that I kind of saw, everyone was like, I was expecting this big parade and fireworks, and it was not like that. It was just any other normal day. And if anything, there were so many U-turns made by the government, or that they said they weren't going to do and they did. Now, before I get into this, don't worry, this is not a political episode. I'm not going to be, you know, talking negative things and, you know, sharing my opinion on what should have happened. That's not what this is about. This is more about your mindset and how you can achieve freedom, regardless of whether someone tells you you have freedom or not. So the reason why I'm saying that is this whole thing of Freedom Day is a bit of a joke, really. So if you place your hands, your life, in the hands of somebody else and expect freedom, then you're never, ever, ever going to be free. Now, I'm not telling you not to follow rules. I'm not telling you don't do what is best for you. I'm not telling you to break the law. None of that. That's not what I mean. All I mean is, mentally, if you literally say, this person is in charge of what I do and say and feel, then you're always going to feel restricted. You're never going to feel a sense of freedom. And I say that because true freedom is a state of mind. Like, if you go to the actual definition of what is freedom, under the definition, it is power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. And then the second one is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Now, if you take those literal definitions, in this day and age, if you are in a I guess in a developed country, I have to be a little bit sensitive to, you know, because different people may be encountering modern day slavery and actual freedoms are taken away from them. I may be a little bit naive to this as well, but in most Western countries, you are mostly free to do, to say, to act, to be who you want to be, especially with modern technology. Now, I know you may disagree with this if you're listening to that. Well, I've got a job, I've got this, I've got that, I've got people telling me what to do, this government. Yeah, I get all that. Everybody has those things, but without kind of like, you know, going into like rules and all of those things, whether you choose to follow them or not, especially with everything going on right now, you are free if you choose to be free. And I really don't want to go into politics, but what I'm so passionate about this, because I truly believe that the feeling of freedom, the feeling of, like, you know, having no restrictions, and that mindset of no restrictions leaves you feeling with joy, happiness, contentment, and just overall well-being. Whereas if you flip that on the opposite front, the feeling of like kind of self-inflicted restriction leads to you feeling unhappy because you don't have a sense of control over your own life. So you can relate this to anything in life. You can either let things control you or you can control them. And I know you might be thinking, well, you can't control everything. But here's what I mean by that. There are some things in life that are outside of your control. For example, all the things that are going on in the world right now. But then how you react to those things are well within your control. And that's what I mean by freedom. You have the power to react to anything that goes on. Or the alternative is you can let them control you. So a perfect example for this, and I know this sounds like a very small, simple thing, and you're like, yeah, that's an easy example, but there are some more serious things. But a really easy example for this is the rain. Like, how many people in the UK moan and complain about the weather? So if it's raining outside, it makes you sad because you're like, oh, the weather is miserable, so I'm going to be miserable. Well, that is something that is literally out of your control. You cannot control that. It's a natural thing. There is not much you can do to control the rain. Now, you can do things like move to a country where it's hotter. It's one way of controlling the weather. But a better example of this would be to control how you react to the rain. So I get it. Like, say you had a plan to have a picnic outside, or you were going to have a birthday party that was in the garden, and then the weather is forecast to be rain. I get it. You're going to be a bit pissed off. You're going to be a bit upset. But rather than reacting to something that is outside of your control, you could decide that I'm going to do something that is okay in the rain that still causes just as much joy and pleasure. That's just slightly an alternative. You know, you could easily move the party indoors and make it adaptable to be indoors. You can, rather than going for a picnic, you could do something else that is just as nice and, you know, enjoy the elements as well without letting the rain kind of impact you. And I know that's a small example. You're like, yeah, that's easy, you know, but there are more serious things in life. For example, money. You know, you may have the feeling of like not having enough money, and you genuinely may not have enough money. Now, hear me out on this, and I don't want to be sensitive to someone who is financially struggling at the moment, but your mindset around that could be slightly different. So the one easiest, quickest, fastest way to maybe control this is to reduce your want of things. So often people who have money issues, not all people, but like, say you're a young person who is feeling like you don't have enough money, it's usually because you may want lots of things. So this is probably not the case for like adults with families and stuff who have financial issues and things. That's not what I'm talking about. But like, someone who's a young person who wants lots of things and sees other people on Instagram flossing and flaunting with, you know, jewelry and cars or whatever, often your desire for these things makes you feel like you don't have enough, and that makes you feel unhappy. But if you just change your desire and you actually question why you want these things in the first place, then you may flip that on the head. So say your desires were only for things that genuinely bring you joy and happiness and stuff. Your want and your spending would probably go a lot less. You wouldn't need as much money. And you may find that the amount you make already is perfectly enough because you're living within the means that you have. And let's say you have already done that. You've controlled your wants. You're like, oh, but I still don't have enough money. Then you can control your income a bit. Like, you may feel like you can't control your income, but you can always get a new job. You can always upskill. You can always educate yourself. You can control how you spend your time. For example, if you do have some free time in the evenings, you could get a second job. And I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not saying that that's something that is even viable for everyone or something you even want to do. But let's just say money is an issue that you feel is causing you not to have freedom, then you can control it. Like, say something that you don't have control over, you, when you think about it, you do have direct control over it. It may not be what you want to do, and that's a different story, but saying that you don't have control is almost a lie. It's something you're putting self-inflicted restrictions on yourself, and then you're not feeling free, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Another great example of this, obviously this being the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast, is your fitness and your health. See, a lot of people will go about life and be controlled by their lifestyle choices. So what I mean by that is, say you just make decisions every single day, like, I don't know, staying up late at night, not drinking enough water, not going to exercise, not being active, not eating well. All of these choices that you're making, even though you may not feel like they're choices, they are choices because you're choosing to make them. And I'm not trying to talk down to you. I'm not trying to like belittle you with this. What I'm saying is, but those choices are then leading to things that you may not like in your life. And it may feel like you don't have control over how you're feeling. So for example, if you lack energy, you don't like how you look in the mirror, you just generally feel weak and unfit. These things can feel like they're outside of your control. They're things that you are just forced to deal with. But when you think about what's causing them, and obviously every situation is different, but when you think about what's ultimately causing them, they're the choices you're making in your life or that you have made in the past. And when you think of it like that, it's actually quite beautiful because it gives you a sense of freedom. Because when you think of it like that, you can then go on the flip side, I can change the choices I'm making, even if they are difficult to you. And I'm really not trying to downplay this because I understand going to the gym is hard. I understand eating well regularly is more difficult than eating just junk food without thinking about it. Reminding yourself to drink water as opposed to just not drinking and just going about your day. Not, you know, watching TV late at night and just getting to bed early can be quite difficult, especially if you had a hard day. I totally get it. But if you think about, if you really, really are honest, it's still a choice. It's still a choice that you have, and it's something that you can control if you really, really wanted to. And if you control those things, you can then control how you feel. Because, you know, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're a very educated adult and you know all of the things that are going to make you feel better. Sleeping well, eating well, exercising, looking after yourself, all these things are going to make you feel good about yourself and probably have a very good side effect of making you look good and feel good and, you know, just generally feel amazing. And if you want to feel amazing, then you simply have to control and dictate how you feel by choosing how you spend your days and the actions you take. And that's all I mean by freedom. That's what my aim is in this world, to help people feel free from restrictions. I just want everyone to feel free and happy. So your freedom day could be today. Your freedom day could be today, and for the rest of your life could be a freedom day for you if you choose it to be. If you stop letting things that you can't control, control how you feel, and start controlling what you can in your life without, you know, so much pressure as well, because trying to control everything that you can control in your life is a recipe for disaster as well. But just having a relaxed approach and just that feeling of, you know, I do have power, and just understanding that and having that mental switch can really dictate your well-being. And I really, really hope, despite what happens over the next year and beyond that in your life, despite what is going on in the world, I really hope that you can take this message on, because if you do, I genuinely believe you can live a stronger, fitter, and happier lifestyle. And I didn't intend to do that little plug on our podcast title, but it works, so I'm going to go with it. Anyways, I really, really hope you enjoyed that little rant by me, and I hope I didn't come across too condescending and like someone who's sitting on a high horse, because I genuinely didn't think like this throughout my whole life. When things are good and things are going great, yeah, I feel like this. When, you know, things that have happened over the past year have happened, and like our business was struggling and things felt outside of my control, I didn't feel like this because my mindset was in the wrong place. And when I switched it back to how I normally think, I genuinely, even though nothing had actually changed, I genuinely just had a weight lifted off my shoulders. And I would love for you to feel the same way if you are feeling restricted right now. Just change your mindset around it, and I really hope that you end up feeling a lot happier and feeling like you have control of your own freedom and actually start living a life of freedom as well. Anyways, guys, I hope to catch you on the next episode. Take care. Bye.